The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Guiding, protecting God, we hear today the familiar, much loved words of Psalm 23. May your Holy Spirit speak to us anew in these verses. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. We pray in the name of Jesus, the shepherd of your flock. Amen. This afternoon, we find ourselves reflecting on one of the most familiar passages of the Bible, Psalm 23. I would guess that if I ask all of you what your favorite psalm was, many of you would say Psalm 23. I would also guess that many of you memorized this psalm in Sunday school or confirmation classes. I know my children did. This psalm is well known, even by people who do not regularly attend church. That was my experience. I knew this psalm very well, and it was not my favorite psalm. As a matter of fact, I did not like it for most of my life. I knew it well because it was the psalm that was read at the funerals of my brothers, my sister, my parents, and my grandparents. For me, this psalm always brought forth the memory of funerals. I have a spiritual director that I meet with every week, and she tells me that when something keeps coming up for you, that you should pay attention to that. I find that the Holy Spirit keeps putting this psalm in my path. I heard it at my family funerals. I helped my children memorize it. I use it often at the request of those whom I visit, and it is requested at the funerals that I now preside at. It is my hope that today we will find this psalm speaking to us again the words of comfort and protection that we so long to hear. There are 55 Hebrew words in this psalm, and unlike many psalms, there are almost no repetitions. A total of 55 words creates a precise center, the 28th word, which is you, in reference to the Lord. Perhaps the poet was declaring that God being with us is at the very center of our lives. God is with us. We are not alone in this world. The good news of the gospel is that God is with us. Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Throughout the psalm, we see this message loud and clear. The Lord leads us, restores our souls, guides us along right pathways, comforts us. The Lord prepares a table for us, a feast in the presence of our enemies. We are anointed, set apart. We are God's flock. The image of a shepherd and flock may be troublesome for us. It is not something that is common in our culture. But in its original context, both Egyptian and Mesopotamian cultures used this shepherd image for their kings, their gods, or both. And the image of the shepherded sheep is found often in scripture. In Isaiah 40, verse 11, we find, "Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arms, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes." In John 21:15 is written, "So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs. And in our gospel lesson today, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. We are the flock of God. We are the sheep. To share the words of one of my colleagues, by faith, we know that God is our shepherd. By faith, we know that God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And by faith, we know that God is the giver of every challenge, every moment of decision, every time of suffering, every moment of despair, every indignity, every experience of shame and disgrace, every failure, every time of falling away, every time of loss and grief, every time of being caught up in greed, lust, covetousness, surrender to the instincts that take us from God's presence. In all these moments, God holds us. God is present to us. God embraces us as the good shepherd. God is not like a thief or a bandit who uses and manipulates, but is like the parent who loves a child and lets that child grow and mature and, yes, make grievous mistakes. The good shepherd will find the lost sheep. The good shepherd will bring the sheep home. We are the sheep who often get lost and must be found. We are guided, guarded, comforted, and protected. We are the sheep who are sheared to make others warm. We are the sheep who must experience death to sin and self in order to provide food for the world, the food that satisfies the soul, not the body. The psalmist tells us that the shepherd leads the sheep to green pastures to feed. What comes to mind when you think of green pastures? Is it a field full of belly-deep alfalfa? That's what came to mind for me when I read this psalm. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. I don't know about you, but in my life there have been many times when I have not been in green pastures. There have been many dry, rocky places in my life. This is yet another reason why I struggled with this psalm. It paints a pretty picture, but is it accurate? My vision of a green pasture was limited. I once found a video clip entitled Green Pastures. It is a segment of a video presentation by Ray Vander Laan called Walking with Jesus in the Desert. In this video, Ray talks about the image of green pastures. He presents a different image of a green pasture. In his video, he is standing by a hillside that at first glance appears to be nothing more than rock and dirt. There is just a scattering of something green on the hillside. He explains that in this climate, there is very little rain. There is, however, humidity in the air, and that is blown in on the winds coming from the Mediterranean Sea. The moisture condenses on the rocks in the soil, and around these rocks, small tufts of grass grow. This is where the hillside gets the name Green Pastures. A shepherd will drive the sheep across the hillside, feeding them one mouthful at a time. It has been said that worry is dealing with tomorrow's problems on today's pastures. The message for us is this: we are not plopped down in a pasture that is full of belly-deep alfalfa with everything that we need for the rest of our lives. If that were so, why would we need God? We are led by our shepherd to green pastures where we will be fed one mouthful at a time. When we walk in the desert, the shepherd gets us what we need for right now. Psalm 23 is a psalm about a trusting relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. It is a psalm about our trusting relationship with God, our shepherd. That is what I have discovered as this psalm has been presented to me over and over again. When I was not in a relationship with God, this psalm was a source of grief for me. I did not feel like I was being led to green pastures. The waters of my life were turbulent. I was surrounded by my enemies, but not being fed. As my relationship with God has grown, so has my appreciation of this psalm. I realize now that the grief that I experienced helps me to care better for those who are going through their own grief. I recognize God's presence with me when I feel that my pastures are far from green. I can find the still waters where my roots run deep. I may be surrounded by my enemies, but God provides a feast for me, a feast of bread and wine that sustains me, and my cup runs over. I have been anointed, and so have you. We are a flock together. The Lord is our shepherd, our constant companion, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.